It's March, and that may have you thinking about spring break, a chance to get away from it all and just relax, catch your breath. A popular hotspot at this time of year, of course, is Palm Springs. And after a COVID hiatus, the area is also once again hosting some of the big-name events it's known for, including Modernism Week and Coachella, all of which means the local airport could get a real workout over the next several weeks. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says business there has actually been hopping for several months now, and that the Palm Springs Airport has turned out to be a pandemic economic success story.
It was a surprise. Even the airport's own officials had projected that traffic and passenger levels wouldn't return to pre-pandemic numbers until 2023. But instead, they've been setting, since last June, monthly passenger records. Summer of 2021 was the biggest on record. More and more people and more airlines flying in and out of that airport. And given what's happened in the rest of aviation, its success and growth during the pandemic is really striking.
And that's kind of amazing what you said right there, because to think that you've got a boom that started in the summer, Palm Springs isn't always at the top of everyone's list for a summertime destination because it's so hot.
Well, I think there are a couple things going on. One is that, you know, in the pandemic, Palm Springs has placed a lot of indoor-outdoor space and away from the big city, but still somewhat close. But I think a lot of it is the airport. It's just a great airport. It's a pleasure to fly out of. For someone who lives a life tied very much to LAX and on better days, Burbank, it's heaven, you know, LAX being hell.
What's so great about Palm Springs that you love it so much?
Well, it's small and convenient. I mean, you blow through it in 2 minutes and then you get there and I think it's sort of the future in the sense that it's an outdoor-indoor airport. The waiting room is this outdoor kind of desert-style garden with a good coffee place. You got views of Mount San Jacinto, and it's sun-splashed, it's energizing. It's like a desert spa.
Just like LAX,
right? No, you know, I mean, it was so much so, I was like, you know, I found myself saying out loud to a staff worker, you know, the only thing missing here is a swimming pool. And she immediately said to me, oh, we got a swimming pool, but unfortunately it's over in the general aviation facility and you commercial passengers can't use it. Maybe they can add a second pool for the rest of us.
Well, it sounds like that all those amenities have contributed to the airport's recent boom, but also that there's more to this than just serendipity, because you found out that local officials have been investing in the airport for years now as far as infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, not compared to these billion-dollar projects, again, you see at LAX, but over the last couple decades, you know, new control tower to revamping a terminal to new baggage system, larger ticket lobby. They've done all these things over the years without sort of losing the sort of ease and convenience of going through the place. And they've had help. I mean, there's now 13 airlines, 35 destinations. It's a very good place to get to and from Canada, direct flights to Philadelphia and Fort Lauderdale and other places.
It sounds like there's a bigger lesson here, and that is the importance of investing for the long term when it comes to major assets, you know, so that you are well positioned when an opportunity comes along.
I think that's right. I think there's also probably a lesson about, you know, ways that other airports might change, particularly to give you people comfort, you know, in the post-pandemic era where we're going to be worried about more viruses coming back. I certainly felt much safer and more comfortable in a place that was partly outdoors and sort of a lot of open air to it than I do in the couple times I've had to fly out of Burbank or LAX during the pandemic.
As a longtime traveler through LAX, I feel obliged to stand up for the airport and say that to some degree, you know, we're kind of comparing apples to oranges here, because Palm Springs, even with its big year, the past year, had something like 2 million travelers. I mean, that's the number that LAX can get in a couple weeks.
It is apples and oranges, but I do think that for people who don't live near LAX, having these options on the periphery matter a lot. One of the reasons Palm Springs done well is because Ontario's struggled so much, despite some recent improvements over the last 20 years. I mean, it's nice to have the diversity and the size and all the different flights at LAX, but if you don't have to go to completely around the world, the difficulties of just getting in and out of LAX are so great. They add considerably to time. I was once, you know, not long ago on a flight back from Mexico City where the flight from Mexico City to LA took as long as it took me to get from the gate to an Uber. So more smaller airports like Palm Springs might make, you know, a lot more sense for travel than giants like LAX or SFO, which are these fortresses that are hard to navigate.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to KCRW.